Outdoor activity, May 12th. Elements of good health. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And the Lord God took the man, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. To Adam and Eve was committed the care of the garden, to dress it and to keep it. Though rich in all that the owner of the universe could supply, they were not to be idle. Useful occupation was appointed them as a blessing, to strengthen the body, to expand the mind, and to develop the character. Let men and women work in field and orchard and garden. This will bring health and strength to nerve and muscle. Every part of the human organism should be equally taxed. This is necessary for the harmonious development and action of every part. God made nerve and muscle in order that they might be used. It is the inaction of the human machinery that brings suffering and disease. More people die for want of exercise than through over-fatigue, very many more rust out than wear out. Those who accustom themselves to proper exercise in the open air will generally have a good and vigorous circulation. Morning exercise, in walking in the free, invigorating air of heaven, or cultivating flowers, small fruits, and vegetables, is necessary to a healthful circulation of the blood. It is the surest safeguard against colds, coughs, congestions of brain and lungs, inflammation of the liver, the kidneys, and the lungs, and 100 other diseases. Go out and exercise every day, even though some things indoors have to be neglected. The more nearly we come into harmony with God's original plan, the more favorable will be our position for the recovery and preservation of health.